yes, you can build the business you want, impact your community, and bring revenue into your business. You just need the right strategies, support, and focus. Now, I don't have to tell you that surrounding yourself with a group of like-minded and success-minded people is only going to move your business forward. And that's what you get inside my Thrive membership. Inside, you get access to weekly live Q&A calls, industry-specific business training, accountability, and resources that will bring ease and give you back time. This group, part mentorship, part coaching, part mastermind, will keep you focused on what matters. So what does matter? Well, your business getting a steady stream of new clients and being able to seamlessly retain your existing clientele and building those systems that allow you to take time out of your business. Head to spring3.com/thrive to find out more and join an upcoming interest call with me. Now, here's this week's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. Today, I'm calling BS on a popular marketing theory that says that a client has to receive a certain number of touch points from you before they make the decision to buy. And I'm diving into this with you today because I hear and see all sorts of advice being thrown around. And I know that so much of it is very well-intentioned, but that doesn't always mean that it's the right advice or the right strategies for you and your business, or that it's a strategy that will always apply to your business at every stage. And one of the things that I like to do is to give my studio owners and you guys here on the podcast some insight into whether certain strategies are good for your business so that you have the tools to know what's right for you and what isn't today and in the future. And for sure, there will be certain strategies and certain advice that you get that is not good for your business. So today, let's dive into this particular theory, and I'll share with you what you need to know about this marketing theory and how and when it makes sense to use it inside your business. Well, hi there. I'm Saran Glanfield. I'm a business and marketing strategist just for boutique fitness studio owners like you. If you're ready to be inspired and make a bigger impact, you're in the right place. All you need are a few key strategies, the right mindset, and some support along the way. Join me as I share the real-life insights that will help you grow a sustainable and profitable studio. This is the Pilates Business Podcast. Welcome back to the Pilates Business Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining me here again today. I've got my coffee and I'm ready to go because today we're deconstructing this marketing theory that says that it takes somewhere between 7 to 13 touch points between you and your potential clients before they make the decision to buy from you. And I'm going to be diving into this today because when I hear this advice being thrown around, I actually see all sorts of opportunities missed. And I'm just going to call this one out because I know that this is not always true inside of your studio business. So let's just dive into it a little bit more. What does it mean? So this marketing theory says that there needs to be somewhere between 7 and 13 touch points between yourself, your business, and the potential clients that you want to bring into your business, and that those touch points need to happen before someone buys from you. And what that looks like is these potential clients getting an email, going to your website, calling your studio, somehow engaging with you online, potentially even walking into your studio at least 7 or maybe more, possibly 12 or 13 times before they make the decision to buy from you. So I don't think this is always the case. In fact, I know it's not always the case. And here's why I'm not a fan of this of taking on this theory and applying it to every single business. When it comes to your business, your brick and mortar studio, or even your virtual studio, you need to be prepared to sell on the spot. you don't always have the luxury of taking your time to impress your clients. And you don't always have the luxury of time to build that relationship over and over again. Sometimes you have to impress on the spot and encourage and influence the person standing in front of you and convince them that you are the right studio for them. You don't have the luxury of going back and forth over email or encouraging them to come to your website. Sometimes you have to be there ready to make that sale on the spot. So let me tell you a little bit more about why and when this does and doesn't work in your business, because sometimes it will make sense and sometimes it won't. So I want to share with you a little bit more about this theory and what you might need to know to get new clients into the door, in through the doors of your studio business, whether you're online or inside of the brick and mortar studio that you have, and when it makes sense to use this and when it doesn't. So first of all, let's talk about where this theory comes from, okay? So as consumers, we, you know, aren't always okay with feeling that pressure to buy. So clients don't, whether you're a client of some other business or clients of yours, sometimes aren't always ready to make that decision on the spot, okay? As quickly as we can click onto a website, we can click away. And especially in today's world where consumers are increasingly immune to those more traditional advertising messages. We're seeing large companies and businesses get more and more creative with the different ways that they reach us with their advertising. And so for those businesses who may know that their clients are just not quite ready to buy, but are perhaps interested, or perhaps they recognize as a business that they need to nurture the relationship with those clients when they need to share a bit of knowledge, a bit of background, a bit of education, a bit of information that will help to develop that relationship with a client until that person is ready to buy, until that person is ready to come to that business. And that is called what we say, warming up that target audience, that target clientele. And that strategy that we're looking at is of attract marketing that says that there are a few fundamental steps that clients have to go through before they buy from you. And those steps look like, first of all, they are totally unaware you exist, okay? Totally unaware you exist. Then somehow they come across you and they become aware of you. Hopefully that's because you as a business or any business has done some marketing activity that makes them visible in front of their target audience. And that marketing message creates an interest for what you do that encourages those people to consider becoming a client, okay? And just as they're considering becoming a client, they have to justify their decision to do that. Once they've done that, they will then purchase from you. Those are the sort of five or six steps that a client that these marketing theories suggest that customers have to go through before they buy. And they go from being unaware to being aware, to having interest, to considering being a client, to justifying the purchase, and then eventually buying from you. And the traditional market, this marketing theory suggests that at each of these steps, you need to be creating touch points that encourage your clients or potential clients to move on to the next step. Now, in a world where the client doesn't know you or your business, you know, in the same way that you may not know a business that you are sort of interested in or have considering becoming a client of, if you have no connection to that business, you may want to go away and learn a little bit more about that business and who those people are. And you may want to kind of sit and wait and watch before you make that decision to buy. Okay. And so in a world where a client doesn't know you, has zero connection to you, and you may need to educate them and build a bit of a relationship before they buy, this theory actually does hold true. In fact, it was really born out of the growth of the digital business, out of online business. So if you have an online platform or an on-demand platform, then this is certainly a strategy that you will want to adopt and utilize heavily in your marketing strategy. And that means that you will be looking for ways to create connections with your clients before they buy, and in lots of different ways, with a few different messages that encourage your clients, potential clients, I should say, to continue on their journey with you to becoming a long-term loyal client. So this is where this theory comes from. It really comes from an online business place. Okay. Now, there is often times where that's not the case. If you are a brick and mortar studio and a newbie client, someone who's never worked out with you before, who's never come into the doors through the doors of your studio, who's never checked you out online before, they hear about you. They know they want to work out. They love the workout that you offer, and they want a studio just like yours. They come across you, they call you, they book a session, and they are ready to buy. Your newbie client, in this case, when they are ready to make that purchase, they don't want to be told, okay, hang on a second, get on my email list and wait for my welcome email. Okay, then wait a second till I reach out to you, and then let's build this connection online. And no, they want to buy immediately. So your newbie client maybe walks by your studio and they popped in and they check your studio out. They like what they see. Before you even tell them anything about what you do, they are ready to buy. Or perhaps your newbie client is a friend of another client, perhaps a friend of one of your most loyal, most biggest supporters, right? They're the types of clients that tell their friends about you. And so their friends will probably call you from time to time. And in this case, when their friend calls you to book a session with the same instructor as that loyal long-term client of yours, they are also ready to buy. You see, you need to be ready to make that sale happen very, very quickly in your business. And you're in this case, when your client shows up and they are ready to go, they're ready to buy, they will have passed through almost all of those stages that I just talked about without you even knowing it. And when they get in touch, they are ready to go. So when you are working in a space where you are getting a lot of people walking into the space and you're seeing a lot of new clients, you need to be ready to move those people swiftly. If they're looking very specifically to get started soon, you need to be prepared to move them quickly through that customer journey and into your business very quickly. So we know that when you are talking in person, especially when you're talking face to face, you're able to make a very big impression on your clients, and you're going to be warming them up very, very quickly. And you're going to be moving them very quickly through all of those stages of that customer journey that I mentioned earlier. Now, in addition to that, somebody could stop by, drive by, or do a Google search, and within 24 hours could have purchased from you. So in your business, sales can happen very, very fast. Your clients can go from being aware of you to being a buyer very, very quickly. And if you have the right offer in front of them, then they are 99% more likely to become a client. So is your offer the right offer? What does that look like? Well, the right offer means that you've got great client service so that when you get that call, you know exactly what to do to get that client on board and excited about their first session. The right offer means having an introductory pricing offer that is enticing for those new clients. The right offer means that you have availability, and ideally with a teacher that fits their profile, that they will love, and so that they will keep coming back for more. And the right offer means that you know how to start building your relationship with your client from that very first moment that they become aware of you. So if you have all of that, then you are good to go. Now let's talk a little bit about when this marketing theory of having a large number of touch points actually does make sense in your business, because we've already just discussed how it makes sense. It doesn't make sense in the business. And we know that selling on the spot is going to be a big part of how you make your sales. But there will be some scenarios when having multiple touch points does make sense for your business. And if you've worked with me, you will know that I really do actively encourage you to find lots of ways to be in front of your clients and potential clients, to be finding lots of different ways to connect with both your potential clients and your current clients on an ongoing basis so that you are active in your community and visible to all. In fact, I think that it's so vital to be nurturing those relationships on an ongoing basis. And I encourage you to do that by sending them really useful and informative pieces of content, by sharing some educational pieces of content, as well as some inspirational pieces of content. Why do I encourage my clients to do this? Well, even if your clients have visited you once or five times or even 25 times, they always, always, always have the choice to leave. People can change their mind, can go down the street, try somewhere else, and at any moment become a client at another studio just as quickly as they came to yours. So you've got to keep to finding ways to connect with your clients on an ongoing basis, even if they have been a client for years. And you do that by developing and delivering a very strong brand message, by affirming to them that they are in the right place, and by nurturing that relationship that you have on an ongoing basis. You should never, never, ever assume that just because they're your client now, that they will always be your client. So in that instance, incur many, many touch points, not just pre-sale, but post that initial purchase, makes a lot of sense. Another reason that you might want to be thinking about those touch points and where they happen inside of your business is that you almost certainly have people on your email list or following you on social media or that walk by your studio who are not your regular clients. And for those people, you absolutely have to be thinking about how you can attract them into your studio to become a client. So how do you move people from just being aware of your studio to being interested in becoming a client? What do you need to tell them? Well, one of the things that I encourage everybody to think about is to define what it is about your studio that is special and unique. And what is it that your clients need to hear before they make a decision about whether to become your client? Having a set of standards for how you want your clients to be treated and really diving into that client experience, being really consistent with your message, and having a strong brand promise will all help you to retain your clients as well as attract new clients too. Finally, when it comes to marketing, it really never stops. And so these 7 to 13 touch points that this theory mentions is really a never-ending touch points along the customer journey. In order for you to keep your clients coming back for more, you really need to implement client retention strategies and remarketing techniques. And that includes sending regular emails and having frequent communication, following up in person, and of course, delivering an exceptional client service. Combine that with always being ready to step up and sell. In the moment, that is, right? Not only will your business be in better shape, but so will your clients. So if you can combine this theory where you need to have 7 to 13 touch points before a client buys with a strategy where you have ongoing nurture of all of your client relationships, as well as being ready and prepared to sell on the spot, well, you've covered all your bases. So there you have it, a full deep dive into why you should always be prepared to sell on the spot and how to nurture those prospective clients who maybe need a little bit of extra encouragement to sign up for a class or a session with you. I hope this was helpful to you as you build your boutique fitness business. I'm here to help answer your questions, so please get in touch and let me know where you're at in your business journey and what challenges you're facing right now. I'm always keen to hear from you. I'll be back next week with more great business building tips and insight. Did you love this episode and want more? Head to spring3.com and check out my free resources that will help you run a profitable and fulfilling studio business. And before you go, one last reminder, there is no one way to do what you do, only your way. So whatever it is that you want to do, create, or offer, you've got this. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.